When the structures have all fallen away, a potent, intuitive time management tool by Aimé Cartier. That's me. It's different, isn't it, when all the structures that usually hold your days fall away. It takes some resorting. It takes a lot of awkwardness. Sometimes it feels like bumping along at high speeds on a dirt road in the cab of an old truck. Only at some point you discover you are no longer at the driver's wheel. Or were you ever really? Those are the questions that I ask myself during times like these. Sometimes I feel extremely at home with the idea that I was never really in charge anyway. I see that the divine was always ever the only guide for the show. Though I have gone great stretches of forgetting that and thinking I am in charge, I still feel really at home with knowing that in many ways, I, like all other beings, am just a pawn in the great play. I fulfill my role. I do my part by listening to the instincts that arise within my soul, by following, adhering to, and acting on them. The last time I went through a giant change, which was pre-COVID, the thing that helped me most at first was one word, surrender. I turned to it again and again within the discomfort, agony, and blind bumbling of that change. Somewhere along at the beginning of a very sudden shift for my family, based on needs other than my own, I realized that the thing that was causing me the most agony was not the shift itself, but the holding on to the old way of being. The thoughts I was having of how it should look or what I was having to give up or wishing it was different were very painful to me. I realized it was those moments, more than the shift, that were really hampering me from gracefully turning in the direction required. By the time COVID came along and school shut down here, I had already been surrendering for months. During that initial surrender, and just after the internal recognition that I needed to surrender, a friend of mine on Facebook recommended the book, The Surrender Experiment, by Michael Singer. I ordered it from my library immediately. It's a lovely and interesting book that served as a mentor of sorts for me at a time when the biggest transitions were hugely internal and mostly my own. It was like having a friend, albeit in a different circumstances, showing me it could be done. I still recommend this book from time to time for those I see who are in huge shifts, largely out of their control, and in shifts which are also helping them align more easily and perhaps permanently with their own divine plan, whether they see it or not. I think it is safe to say that we could all be in one of those periods right now. If it calls to you, look it up. There's a link, an Amazon link in my blog, or better yet, contact your local bookstore and see if they're delivering new orders. Ours is. But maybe oddly enough, surrender isn't really what I wanted to talk about today, or at least not the main piece. I wanted to speak of a tool I use frequently that was initially inspired by Lynedra Carroll in her book, The Architecture of All Abundance. Because of this story that she told, one that she details with an excerpt from her book on the internet, and I have that link in my blog, I've been asking myself the simple question for so long, this simple question for so long, that in the way of all good tools, it feels like my own. I've come to call it an intuitive time management tool. I use it again and again in my life. It's useful for every day, and it's uber useful for those times and moments where the previous structure / way of being has fallen away. In fact, my most memorable moments of using it to pull me out and through a huge shift were in the weeks after I became a mother. Becoming a mother for the first time is a profound shift. Like many big changes, you can't really see it coming, or at least see accurately ahead of time the changes it is harboring within you and your world. sort of like COVID-19. You can think you know. Yes, diapers and car seats, but those don't even scratch the surface of the changes it creates. In fact, motherhood is a depth of change that not only takes years to unravel, but as far as I can tell, sets you on a very specific and much different path that resolutely alters your very being until the day you die. As I say that, I can hear my father, with his own grown children now, saying something he is fond of telling me about parenthood. It doesn't end. In any case, I was in those first fledgling changes of parenthood, which require a complete and utter shift in almost everything you do during every 24-hour period, when I turned yet again, but for the first time as a mother, to this tool. Then it felt like my challenge was time, or what seemed to be not enough of it. This is perhaps different than the challenge we are currently facing, collectively, which is abundance of time / lack of holding structure. Rest assured, the tool works whatever the moment. Then I remember standing on my back patio and thinking through all of the things I felt I wanted and needed to get done, while simultaneously feeling the pressingly small window of time I had before my son awoke from slumber and I needed my whole being again. I felt myself weighted by the agony of what seemed like trying to fold a giant puzzle in order to fit perfectly into a tiny hole. Trying to even understand it, let alone find the perfect ways that I could fold this big list of tasks into the small moments now available to me, baffled me, / blew my circuits. Then suddenly, in that sunlit moment on my back patio, a moment devoid of any cries save insects and birds, I thought, it can't be that I now no longer have time to do the things I came here to do just because I am a mother. It cannot be this. It wasn't a forceful cannot be. It was a puzzling out and a certain cannot be. It felt like a dawning understanding that I was looking at the puzzle all wrong. I was focusing on the what had been, or the old ways of operating under what now seemed like an abundance of time and energy, and trying to figure out how to fit it all into the slots when I wasn't even playing the same game anymore. Sure, there was still laundry to fold and tomatoes to harvest and emails to write, but I was in a different land. I was in a different forest, in a different world, but unequivocally my world. Nonetheless, I didn't know a step into motherhood would be like that. I didn't know a child would emerge from my womb, and though I returned home to the same house, the terrain would be completely different, totally unknown. Well, at this moment in time in 2020, we now, at least all, have gained that understanding. I don't think there is a one of us who is fooled into thinking that though we may live in the same place and be fortunate to have the same job and interests, the game and terrain is no longer the same. That's one beauty of the time and place that we are all in. Although we may have been initially, we are no longer blindsided by the fact that the game and terrain has changed. And so I offer you this tool as a way to navigate your way into the place that is just right for you and yours, both now and beyond. It comes down to a simple question. That day, a warm summer day in August, standing on my back porch, I turned away from the depressing and sinking weight of trying to understand how it would all happen or work. And I asked myself instead, what time is it right now? Not, how is this going to work out, or even how am I going to accomplish this bigger task? Just what time is it right now? I got my answer and I did it. I did this over and over again during those first few months of motherhood. Sometimes the answer was time to fold the laundry. Sometimes it was time to sit in the sun with a tall glass of iced tea. Sometimes it was time to finish that email, or cook dinner, or make a phone call, or brainstorm and lay out this project or that project. I started to find that miraculously, I did have time to do the things I needed to accomplish. And furthermore, that I didn't have to figure out how to fold the puzzle into the hole or box at all. By focusing again and again on this moment, the paper got folded and put into the slot in just the right way, over and over again. It's a practice I continue to do and teach others in my Intuition University. Ask, what time is it right now? It's what brought me to what you've read on your screen or listened to just now. On this Sunday morning, when I found myself sitting at my desk on the only workday I now have, aside from my regularly scheduled Intuition University classes, which were always via conference call, with no clients until later in the day, I discovered that my work time has likewise lost its regular structure. Work goals having slipped long ago underneath almond butter and apple snacks while walking silently out the door while my attention was focused on the short people who are always with me now and the home and land on which we dwell. On this day, today, sitting alone in my studio, I did what I have done for more than a decade. Before moving forward, as a way to move forward, I sit down and ask myself, what time is it right now? There is something else important you should know. Just like I discovered all those years ago, fresh into the new and mind-boggling experience of parenthood, it simply cannot be that there is no place for you now. It cannot be that motherhood or COVID-19 or whatever is in your blank has left a world that no longer belongs to you or will no longer support your soul's journey. This world is ours. It belongs to us and us to it. It can be and is that the game/terrain has changed and that adaptation, perhaps even total surrender, is required. But look at you. You've done that thousands of times already in your lifetime. You've gone from a fertilized egg in a womb to waddling toddler to passionate teen to wherever you are now with the countless stops in between. You can. As a way of simplifying and amplifying your ease in getting there, whatever your circumstances are right now, I offer this small and powerful question to you. What time is it right now? I thank Lenedra for introducing it to me through her story, and I pass it on with mine. I know it will lead you forward to the future that belongs to you and the present you are in now. With great love, Aimee. Aimee Cartier, that's me, is a professional psychic, founder of Intuition University and Empath Intuition University. I am also the author of the book, Getting Answers, Using Your Intuition to Discover Your Best Life. I currently make inordinate amounts of sliced apple and almond butter snacks for my two children on Vashon Island, Washington. More about my work can be found at aimeecartier.com.